Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. That's some serious blues guitar right there, my friends. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I like my blues pure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver, a longtime Brain Trust member. We love having her on the show. Author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Questions, Business Etiquette Questions, I should say. She's been working on helping me with my etiquette for a long time, and she's struggling. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, that's her second book, and both of these are great, folks. I encourage you there to check them out. Vicki, I need your website, please.
Oh, thank you. It's Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right. And they can find your books there, and I know they're available wherever books are sold. So,
yes.
Okay, so we're talking about sexual harassment, how to deal with it. This is something that has nothing to do with where you are in the marketplace, in the workplace. If they're men and women together, and I guess if they're not just maybe the same gender, there's that kind of harassment too, I guess. But the one that's in the news mostly is men being jerks to women, being creepy and predators to women. So here's my question: when we've got a situation where the natural law of human beings is for men and women to, you know, get together, right? And to have a date, to have romance, to marry, to have children, those kinds of things. We spend more time at work than we do anywhere else. So we're gonna. How many people do you know and I know who met their spouses at work?
Right. As I was saying, I am the child of three people in advertising. My mom was married to somebody in advertising, and then they got divorced, and then she married her second boss. She married her first boss, and she married her second boss. Those two, that could never happen today.
You wouldn't be here today if it weren't for...
I would not exist.
In today's environment. That's exactly... So those were those madmen type relationships that was going on back in those days? Remember that?
Well, I mean, in a sense, it was, I asked my mom about Mad Men specifically, actually, and she said it was just like Mad Men minus all the drinking. They didn't drink that much.
Yeah, I didn't think they did either. So here's my question, though. What point is reportable? At what point is it reportable? If I just say to you, Vicki, would you like to have a drink? Obviously, I wouldn't think that'd be harassment. If I said, Vicki, would you ever go out with me? You know, or whatever. Or if I came up and I put my hand on your shoulder and you didn't like that. But nothing that hurt you, nothing that scared you or threatened you, was just creepy to you. Even though I didn't mean it creepy, is because sometimes guys are just fumblers. You know, we don't know what to do sometimes. My question is, at what point in time is it something you deal with, and at what point in time is it something you report?
I think it's about pattern mostly. You know, for example, in an environment like the story I was telling you about the guy with the calendar. Now, if everybody had a calendar like that on the wall, rather than just the person I was working with, if that was the environment of the place, that is reportable because it's a pattern. And in that type of situation, you know, a human resources person is going to want to see a pattern of it, not just a one-time, a one-off. So you can do a lot as a woman if you are being harassed by simply saying, I'm not interested, please remove your hand, you know, even just shrugging the hand off your shoulder. You can do a lot just by saying it because you can break the pattern.
Could you say, okay, George, up to now, all of this has been between you and me, and it's going to stay between you and me. That's my gift to you. One more step over the line, and we're going to involve some other people.
Right. I think that's fair. But it's not just involving other people. I mean, you need to document it. You can't just sort of go in and say, oh, this person always calls me beautiful in the hallway, and he touches me on my forearm, and I don't like it.
Time out. Is it harassment to say someone's beautiful?
tone of it.
Okay.
Somebody
wife says to me sometimes, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
It's also somebody walked, like, if you're a woman and you feel it, you should trust your instincts. Like, how the person is saying something really matters.
Yep.
But you have to keep a diary, basically, of it to prove it. You have to say, at this date, at this time, this is what happened. This is what I saw. This was what was said, and this is what I said.
Yeah.
It's not an easy matter
to
prove.
But does that make you too hypersensitive? Could it make some people too hypersensitive? I'm not standing up for the jerks or the bad guys, but there are a lot of guys out there who really are kind of inept. You know what I mean? They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do. Can you? Let me ask you a question. I'm going to stand up for the guys just a little bit. Can you imagine how a lot of good guys don't know what to do right now? Can we feel a little bit for them right now?
I think, you know, maybe
because I've got, you know, we've got sons too. We don't just have daughters; we have sons too.
Right. Maybe people should begin looking outside the workplace, you know, for mating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hear you, but I mean, we still interact name a woman who doesn't like a compliment. Vicky, that's another thing to think about. I've never met a woman who doesn't like a compliment.
I like that.
Exactly. All right, more to come. Let's keep this going, Vicky. What do you think? We're not gonna resolve this overnight. Vicky Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, put a Y on the Vicky and Oliver on the end and .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.